You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor, and Terry Anderson, the author, is here. His new edited book is Adapt and Be Adept, Market Responses to Climate Change. Without the market, you have people who live very carefully on the land. Their subsistence, there's an elaborate definition of subsistence, but in any event, what it means is that you deal with your environment effectively. You keep heat and food and your children prosper. There is an Alaska Native Village chain throughout Alaska, the United States, called ANV in this book, a very excellent piece by a anthropologist who spent time with the Alaska Native Villages. And what I learn is that there are a series of laws that have been passed since 1971 and 1981 in the late 20th century that have not permitted or inadvertently left out participation by the people who live near the wildlife and the sustainability of the Alaska Native Villages. And the lesson I take from this, Terry, and I'm submitting it to you, the editor, lesson I take this, unless the consumers or the villagers or the people who live on the land and live inside the adaptation, unless they participate, none of your solutions are going to work. Is that the lesson you wanted me to learn from this chapter?
Very much. They have known how to adapt for eons, and because of all the things you just described, have no ability to really adapt. They can't follow the caribou herds. They can't move along the rivers to different fishing zones. And that inability to adapt is just a major part of what it stands in the way of adaptation to climate change. Let me back even further up to Native Americans in the continental United, or what is now the continental United States. They didn't just survive on the Great Plains. They thrived, and they thrived by adapting. They thrived by following bison herds. As one of my Native American friends in northern Montana said, people think we just stumbled upon berry patches. No, we knew where they were, and we cared for them. They adapted in that way. And I think we've lost sight of the human ingenuity, the hope that we should have as human beings, given our long history of human ingenuity, to adapt to all variety of things. COVID most recently, I suppose, but adaptation to climate change then is a true hope for how we can live with and indeed prosper from climate change.
I begin the conversation about Kenneth Costello's chapter on what are our choices, political choices in climate change and adaptation. As I understand it, Terry, and correct me because I'm making notes very quickly on this complicated story, we have three possible responses. A collective response, that would be that we all live in heaven and we agree with each other. An incentivized response, that would be, say, a climate club or carbon tax, either shame or legislate or force people into certain conduct, and a market's response. So let us speak of the not collective. We're not in heaven yet. Mark Twain is, but we're not. All right. Let us speak of the incentivized choices. Does that describe something utopian called the climate club? Does that describe carbon tax? And why or why not will those work for us?
Yes, it does describe a carbon tax, and the chapter by Ken is a good description of why the blackboard economics, as he points out, which is the derivation of the carbon tax. It's the idea that economists can draw some graphs on the blackboard and show you that if we shift the curves around this way and that way, we can achieve socially optimal results. What blackboard economics forgets is that if you look out the window into Washington, D.C., it is not economists striving to find the optimal carbon tax that will generate this socially bliss point, the social bliss point, but rather it's politics that determines what that tax is. And when the tax, if a carbon tax gets imposed, it will be differential. It will be based entirely on who's at the table, or as I once was in a conference with the Wall Street Journal and in a discussion there, as Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric, put it, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And if you're at the table when they determine the optimal carbon tax in Washington, you're going to say, don't tax me, tax them. And that taxation will certainly have incentive effects, but it won't be socially optimal.
It will not be socially optimal because there's some arbitrary numbers here that cannot be fixed. The social cost of carbon is one of them. The pollution tax, taxes in general. But what I learned from Ken Costello is that this whole story comes to a halt when there are polarized views. Did I read that correctly? That polarization is what must be avoided.
Yeah, I mean, the polarized views are what arise, again, in the political discussions. Don't tax me, tax you. And that's what creates the polarization in the first place. It's politics that creates the polarization. And the option then is to seek ways that that are not polarizing, but rather are harmonizing. And markets do that. And really, this book is about how do we as human beings harmonize with one another and with the climate change that we are facing?
All right. So we should avoid rhetorical heat. We should avoid polarization. Boy, does this not sound like Washington, Terry? Okay, fine. But we're going to do all that. And the reason we're going to do all that is because the politicians are not in charge. If I see this, Mr. Costello is making the case that the consumers are in charge. That would be the same as those Alaska Native villages. They're in charge of managing that river, not the bosses in the capitals.
In the market, it's the consumer who ultimately is in charge. Many people may think that we're all governed by these evil corporations, but we as consumers are in charge, and we will adapt. If faced with the reality of climate change, and it's happening. I mean, it's happening as farmers begin to move crop production farther north because it doesn't freeze as early and as late as it used to. Here in Montana, wheat crops are beginning to be grown in places they weren't grown before. And that's a response by people who are consuming the environment, if you will, consuming the weather to produce the wheat that we all want in our bread.
I'm glad you mentioned Montana, Terry, because at one point you were entertaining the vineyards of Montana. Now, that seems a bridge too far right now, given the weather of April and September where it snows. But it's not impossible that you could have vineyards there in some of the valleys. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And again, if you actually look at grape production in Europe, the really good grape production in France is slowly migrating to the north and to the east. And it's going to happen in the United States. Look at the Columbia Valley in Washington. It was never known for its grape production 50 years ago. Today, it's a major producer of fine wines.
Let's go to the question of trade and climate policy when we come back. Adapt and be adept. Terry Anderson is the editor. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.